You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
We have had some technical problems.
Hit it!
You are connected to Ace TJ 5G. Ace TJ. Riggins. Alexis. Tech D-Raw. Live from the Calitrin Studios, this is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ooh, I can just tell this is going to be a great week, y'all. This is going to be a great week. At least the Monday through Friday part. The part that we have, you know, a hand in creating for the people. So, yeah, you woke up today or you're still in bed thinking, oh, it's Monday. The whole week's going to suck. No, it's not. Never fear. The Ace and TJ Show is here.
This is apparently the new TJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Monday TJ.
Yeah.
Fired up.
Sure he is. I went and worked on that food truck with Alexis all weekend. Just to see what she's always complaining about, being tired. It was a breeze.
It's a lot.
Nothing to it.
So easy. Anybody could do it. A pigeon could do it.
It's all in the prep work.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. I know nothing about
the way you look.
I know nothing about working on a food truck. I just figured it's got to be the prep. It's all in the prep. I've watched a lot of shows with about, you know, kitchens and restaurants. The prep work is, that's the key to everything.
Chopping.
Yeah, a lot of chopping, a lot of organizing, a lot of getting stuff into its little bin, like tomatoes and lettuce, you know, and making sure you have a good stock of gloves.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. After that, it kind of takes care of itself.
And sleep is for the weak. Always remember that.
That's right. That is correct.
Who needs it?
Something is burning in here, and I can't tell.
Did you smell that? I was thinking the same thing while TJ was talking.
It's the coffee. Sorry.
I was wondering the same thing. Like, I'm smelling something that smells like it's burning.
Every time Riggins makes coffee, he goes, I don't know why it turned out that way. It's either too strong or too weak. Ooh, it's strong. I don't know what happened.
I like to give everybody the heads up. It's not good.
You don't do it the same way every time?
I think I do. I think I got it from my grandma because she makes like the spaghetti sauce. Mm-hmm. She always says it's not good, and then it's always pretty good. I think that's just what I
inherited. I've never noticed the difference day to day. Like, oh, today the coffee's better than yesterday or whatever.
Yeah. It's pretty straightforward. I mean, it's scoops of coffee and water.
Yeah.
The recipe has been set.
Right. Not a lot you can do with it. Let's see what's trending.
Ace.
Oh, wait, that's not right. We've already had a mistake this morning. Oh, here we go. Nope, that's not going to be right either.
That's the
Give
same
me two
one.
Seconds. There we
it's
go.
Not the news. It's more important. Now trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Okay, a couple things to get to. The Idol is one of the top trending topics. That's the new show starring The Weeknd and Johnny Depp's daughter. And there has been, the first episode started airing on Sunday. And they're doing it, you know, week by week. But a lot has been talked about this show. The reviews are horrible. And some of the things they're saying about this show, they've used the phrase torture, and then the P word, you know, adult material, vile, gross, hard to watch. And it's basically about, you know, Hollywood life, the life of a young starlet in Hollywood and what goes on behind the scenes. And people are railing against it. So, but a lot of people are going to go watch it because it's got The Weeknd in it.
Yeah,
so.
It's only got, is it 2.5? 2.5 out of 5 stars so far. 2.4 out of 5 stars. The first look.
Tomato.
Yeah, not Rotten Tomatoes, it's still the lower the number, the worse the score is, right?
Yeah, you want a lot of tomatoes.
Right, well, it's got 25% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, no, that's
which is a
good.
Terrible score.
Not good. But a lot of people are going to check it out. It is World Environment Day. It encourages awareness and action for the protection of the environment. It's also supported by a lot of government entities, organizations, and businesses. So World Environment Day.
World Communist Day.
Yeah. It's
World Anti-Industrial, Anti-Capitalist, Anti-Free Enterprise Day would be a better, more truthful title.
Well, it's certainly a better name than the other holiday that happens today, and that's International Day for the Fight Against Illegal, Underreported, and Unregulated Fishing. They need to work.
Wait, what is that full title again? Do it again.
International Day for the Fight Against Illegal, Unreported, and Unregulated Fishing. I think we can work on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll brainstorm something better, but that is also today.
But don't we have other environmental days like Arbor Day and.
Sure.
What's the main one?
What is it? Yeah. Earth Day.
Earth Day. Yeah. Yeah. So those aren't good enough?
No. This is about the world's environment.
Okay. What's Earth Day about? The Earth's environment.
The core, right, the mantle.
So, yeah, so now we're going out into outer space and worrying about plastic straws out there. And, yeah.
Straws in space.
Don't believe it, ladies and gentlemen. Don't believe in all this crap.
And then T-Rex was trending pretty much all day on Saturday and then into Sunday. It was the top trending topic. But for the oddest reason, PETA posted, the people for the ethical treatment of animals, they posted this graphic with a T-Rex on it and a chicken below it. And it said, if you wouldn't eat a T-Rex, don't eat a chicken. And then they wrote, think twice before ordering that chicken sandwich. T-Rexes wouldn't approve of you eating their descendants. So if you wouldn't eat a T-Rex, don't eat a chicken. And everybody was responding saying, I would 100% eat a T-Rex. And then people were discussing how they would, maybe barbecued would be good. Yeah. It totally backfired on PETA. They said, if you wouldn't eat a T-Rex, don't eat a chicken. And everybody said, no, I would 100% eat a T-Rex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it was down to. I mean, I'm eating that T-Rex.
But in all fairness, that kind of thing happens to PETA a lot because they're stupid.
Well, very possibly.
Just rational thought comes in. Yeah. And goes, oh, yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, the whole time you were talking about that, I was thinking, why would you not eat the T-Rex?
Yeah, if that's what you had.
Of course you would. Sure you would. That's all you had to work with.
That would probably be, the T-Rex and the Brontosaurus Rex would probably be the ones you're gunning for most.
I would think.
You get the most off of it.
Yeah, and then people were talking about, discussing the flavor profiles. They'd be like, it's probably a little fishy, maybe, it's a lizard, essentially. So, kind of like snake meat, so maybe you'd put it over a fire, rotisserie, the leg or something. So, yeah. Totally bad. Right, but the responses were hysterical, and I love stuff like that. But those are a few things. Oh, and then the NBA Finals, the series is tied right now. So just in case you were watching, those are a few things that are now trending.
A couple of things. One, we may now know why Kevin Costner's marriage came to such an abrupt end after 18 years. He pulled a classic move that my father or TJ's father might have pulled during the day, just not to the scale that Kevin Costner did. You're going to love this. And people say all the time, I've always been a bad driver. There's some information on our Facebook page that is shocking about how bad some drivers were early on. Like right out of the box at the age of 16. Next.
From the Calitrin Studios, this is the Ace and TJ Show. Find out more about Calitrin at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace TJ Prime reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Miami. That's Miami. If you're not an ACTJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to ACTJ.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at ACTJ.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Ace and TJ radio show and podcast from the Calitrin Studios. Lose weight the safe and effective way with Calitrin. Go to acetj.com/weightloss to get details. Now, Ace and TJ.
My dad's been dead now, what, 12 years? But his spirit is alive and well in Kevin Costner. I'll explain in a second, but don't forget YouTube, acetj.tv. Or if you go to YouTube to search for Ace TJ TV, that's where you can see all of our stuff. The show Extra Funny is live. The Extra Funny podcast happens live at 9 Eastern on our YouTube channel. And also today, TJ and Jody's House. The TJ and Jody's House podcast hits at 11 Eastern live on YouTube. Then the stuff replays all day if you want to check it out. So like and subscribe to Ace TJ TV on YouTube or check it all out at acetj.tv. So here's the Kevin Costner story. We may have pinpointed at least one of the reasons why his wife filed for divorce after 18 years. Just seemed like it came out of nowhere. He has admitted that he mortgaged his 10-acre estate in Santa Barbara in order to fund his new, it's a pet project he's been working on for 30 years. It's four, I think it's four films that were run, you know, back to back to back to back. And he needed to raise $100 million. And he reportedly raised half of that money himself by mortgaging his Santa Barbara estate to the tune of 50 mil. He says, quote, "I did it without a thought. It has thrown my accountant into an effing conniption fit, but it's my life, and I believe in the idea and the story," end quote.
Okay.
Yeah, the rumors were that, you know, she left because she was tired of his obsessive commitment to work. And it's possible that, you know, mortgaging $50 million worth of their property without consulting her kind of led to her like, you know what, that's enough. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here now. I can't take it anymore.
Because he's having to mortgage his house to do a pro- I mean, it's Kevin Costner.
Yeah, he's...
Doesn't he have enough money to not have to do that?
It's probably the easiest thing to do, I would think, in that case. To raise $50 million quickly. He was like, well, I just... put, you know, it's paid for. If I just mortgage it, I can get the money in no time.
Half of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. So he raised $50 million that way. Yeah.
You got to go find another $50 million somewhere.
I'm telling you, though, that's my dad just on a much grander scale. That's my dad selling my mom's car and coming home and telling her, I need to get your stuff out of the car. I sold it. What? That kind of stuff used to happen all the time at my house. My dad would come home from work riding a motorcycle. When did you get this motorcycle? Oh, I got it today. I traded a guy and gave him a couple thousand, and it worked out great.
For what? For money reasons? Like trying to get money?
Just, we're making deals, man. I see that. I like that. That's cool. You know, great opportunity.
Yeah, I'd like to have a motorcycle.
Things just happen.
He wanted to ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, he kept the motorcycle. Yeah. But it was just like no thought to, no consulting, like, you know, my mom's name's Bobby. Never a phone call. Bobby, I'm thinking about spending $3,000 on this, you know, thing. I'm gonna give him, trade him this car and $3,000 to get this motorcycle. And then he'd just pop up at the house with a motorcycle, and eventually she'd find out, how much extra did it cost? Like $3,000. Like, mm-hmm. That's the kind of thing he did all the time.
Hmm.
It's just like what Kevin Costner did.
It's just like Kevin Costner.
Just like that. So... I was alerted to something over the weekend, and I just was curious and threw it up on our Facebook page. We have a radio friend in South Florida. Her daughter just turned 18, and on her 18th birthday, had her third car wreck. So she had one at 16, one at 17, and one at 18. So far, she's been driving for 3 years, and she's had three car, well, less than 3 years, I guess, technically. In 2 years, she's had three car wrecks. One when she was 16, right after she got her license. One when she was 17, one when she was 18. The last one on her 18th birthday, which seems like a lot to me.
Yeah.
So it's apparently not that bad. So we ask on our Facebook page, who had the most accidents by the age of 18? Now, we don't care about the severity of the accident. Like one person said, I had an accident and we totaled three cars and all that. Well, that only counts as one accident, yeah. though. There's some crazy stuff here. One lady said, my son totaled two vehicles in 3 weeks before he was 17. In his first year of driving, he totaled two vehicles in 3 weeks.
Wow.
There was another lady here. Yeah. My daughter just had her third wreck and second speeding ticket, and she's 17. She's still 17. Our insurance is sky high.
Three wrecks, two speeding tickets?
Three wrecks and two speeding tickets.
Yeah, you don't get to drive anymore.
You start driving when you're 16. She's still 17 now. So what is it, at most 18, 20 months? She's had two wrecks. Then somebody, I just saw this one. Somebody posted, considering Ace lost his daughter in a car accident, I'm thinking this is not in the best taste for a survey. Well, I'm the one that put the survey up there, so I think things still happen. Life, you know, life still goes on. And then I love the people that have to point out, I had no wrecks.
Oh, good for you.
I'm 35. I've never had a wreck. Well, good. That's not the point that we're trying to get to here. Let's see. Somebody else here said, it's only one wreck, but my daughter hit a Hooters and did over $100,000 worth of damage under her learner's permit.
That drove through the Hooters?
Drove into the Hooters.
What's $100,000 of damage at a Hooters? It's picnic tables and and a dirty bar.
I mean, that's terrible, though. One lady, the year she was 17, she hit three different things. Never car wrecks, but she hit three different things and had to have her car in the body shop three different times. In 70, another car, a mailbox, and a pole.
See, I don't picture qualify those as wrecks. If you're not hitting, if you hit like a mailbox, like when your ex-wife or went, who? Oh, never mind.
It's okay. We told the story on the radio. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, I told the story on the radio.
I panicked. When, yeah. If you hit
that, like was a long time ago.
Okay, good. Yeah. Ooh, my heart about stopped. Ooh, I'm not supposed to say that. If you hit something that's not like another car or something, that doesn't seem like a wreck.
You don't count that as a wreck?
No.
I backed into the tree on the other side of our driveway coming out of the garage one time, and I bumped the tree, and it made a little dent in the bumper, and my wife went around telling me, well, he wrecked my car.
Wrecked? Yeah, that's ridiculous.
He wrecked my car.
Yeah, Tara said my daughter had one moving accident and then also hit two parked cars all within 9 months of getting her license. So she had an actual wreck and then hit two separate occasions, hit a car that was parked all within the first month of first year of driving. My son totaled two vehicles two vehicles in 3 weeks. How long was it? When did you start driving, Alexis?
Not till after 18.
Okay. And then how long was it before your first accident?
Probably a year.
Yeah. I shouldn't be talking. I had an accident when I was 15. I rear-ended a car. Was I 15? Yeah. Maybe I just turned 16. We got our driver's license at 15. I was 16. I just turned 16 when I had the accident.
You hit something not too long ago, didn't you?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think when the last time I hit something was.
Backed out and hit something.
I don't think so. No. Are you speaking in code, or did I
now I am.
Yeah, I don't think I haven't hit anybody. A person?
No,
I've never hit a person.
A car.
So, no, I don't think I've ever hit. I haven't hit anything in my car in years.
No. I'm getting old, I guess.
If you know it, if you say it.
No.
Yeah, I haven't had a wreck in a long time.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Have you had one before?
Mm-mm.
Rob, have you ever had a wreck? Oh, you're not plugged in. Okay. So, no. Guess not. You've never had a wreck, TJ? Oh, you have had a wreck.
Yeah. I had a wreck when I was 15. I still have just got my driver's license.
Yeah.
And then, that's a couple of years ago, I guess, I bumped somebody on the interstate in traffic. People slamming on their brakes, and I wasn't. I guess it was one of those deals where I wasn't following far enough behind. And so it was my fault if you hit somebody from behind. But it didn't do any damage to their car. And they were like, it's fine.
But
they must have had drugs on them.
Yeah.
No. I'm just kidding.
But this lady, what I love is it said my daughter had her third wreck and second speeding ticket by the time she was 17. She's still 17. Our insurance is sky high. And immediately a guy goes underneath and posts, sounds like she needs to be removed from the insurance to get a bus pass.
Yeah, well.
And the lady's like, well, I mean, thanks for your time, sir, but she has to get to work somehow. Yeah. I don't know.
That's crazy, though.
That is. That's a lot. And that's our new Guinness Book of Listeners champion. Three wrecks and two speeding tickets by the time you're 17.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Congratulations. You win against Book of Listeners. Oh, so, hey, what your dad or your significant other and Kevin Costner have in common and more next.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny is now a little bit extra. Don't miss the Extra Funny Podcast live every weekday on the Ace and TJ app or anytime wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. If you want to get the perfect Father's Day gift for the dad in your life, then it's Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com. Check out all of the great stuff they have. It looks delicious. Like it's just going to jump off the page when you're looking at their website. Use the promo code TJ. You'll get $30 off your qualifying order. I was a living example of this over the weekend. Got some of those gourmet burgers from Omaha Steaks and some of the jumbo Franks and threw them on the grill. Seasoned them up with the Omaha Steaks seasoning and they were absolutely perfect, just delicious, as well as everything else. The bacon wrapped filet mignon, the air chilled boneless chicken breast, even the desserts, my mouth's watering, even the desserts, those caramel apple tartlets and the side dishes and all. It's all at omahasteaks.com and the perfect Father's Day gift for your dad. Okay, so omahasteaks.com, promo code TJ gets you $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
So we talked about this earlier. Kevin Costner apparently mortgaged his home to help fund a four-part Western franchise that he's going to make. $50 million. He's got several homes, obviously, but it's his 10-acre Santa Barbara spread, apparently. And that's how he raised half the budget. And a lot of speculation now goes into the fact that this helped end his marriage because his wife apparently left because she was tired of his obsessive commitment to his work. And his quote is great. Quote, I did it without a thought. It has thrown my accountant into an effing conniption fit, but it's my life and I believe in the idea and the story. End quote. So in other words, he didn't consult anybody. He didn't give her the heads up like, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, or maybe he did. And she said, I don't think that's a good idea. And he said, well, I'm going to do that anyway.
Yeah, good. Wang, you got 10 homes. Go to.
Here's a question, too. He's been very successful for a long time. Now, they've been married 18 years. I don't know how long he's owned that piece of property, but he's earned the money. Hundreds of millions of dollars. If he had that before they got together, would it be wrong if he mortgaged it without telling her?
Yes. Yeah, when you marry somebody, then yours becomes theirs and theirs becomes yours. If you take the marriage vows as they are, you know.
But when it's all
yours, you become one.
Like, even if it's all yours? I don't know. But anyway, the point is, this is one of those things that happens all the time in relationships and marriages, just not to this scale. Now, I don't know if it happens as much as it used to, but I know this is, with you know, growing up when I was little as a kid, my dad was bad for this kind of stuff. Of course, my parents then divorced when I was 10. But even after that, he did this a lot with my stepmom. You know, just didn't want to get back into raising. So you just went and bought a race car and didn't tell her that you were going to buy this race car? Well, I mean, yeah. She knows I love to race.
I want to get back into racing.
Yeah, but I hadn't raced for a couple of years. You know, I sold the car a few years ago and I needed the money. Now I'm doing well again. So he just one day calls me and goes, "Hey, come by the office. I got to show you what I bought today." And I showed up, and sure enough, there's a 1927 Austin Bantam Roadster sitting on the back of his car. It's like, "Well, you just did this today?" Yep. Man's name is Gene Gordon. Gene's going to sell his car. I said, let's talk about it. I'll buy that. And bought it that day. No consulting whatsoever.
He's going to race a 1926 something?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you race that?
Yeah. Drag strip.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I picture him like a Model T.
Oh, no. It's way, way, way different than what you're picturing.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But point is, they go out and spend money without any consulting whatsoever. It just happens. There's a lady on our front page of our Facebook page that said, "This is comparatively small, but my husband just bought 100 pounds of onions for $50. She goes, "It's not the money. What are we going to do with 100 pounds of onions?"
That's a deal.
It's like, why would you go out and spend money on 100 pounds of onions?
It's making Riggins pasta.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like, what's happening?
Well, I don't even know what that looks like. 100 pounds of onions?
Yeah.
Well, a regular bag of onions at the grocery store is 5 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, that's like...
It's a truck
that's,
full.
That's a ridiculous purchase.
So he's got 25 bags, or 20, he's got 20 bags, 25-pound bags of onions sitting around the house.
Yeah, may freeze them or something?
Yeah. So, and that's the question. I can't believe he spent that much without asking. It could be your dad, your husband, significant other, whatever. But he just went and spent that much money without consulting somebody that he should have consulted in the process.
Mm. That's never happened to me. I've never done that.
That is true, TJ.
If I'm going to buy an expensive shirt, which would still be, you know, less than $100 right now, I would probably discuss it first, or Jody would be with me, and I'd go, I like this shirt, but I don't know if I want to spend $7 on it.
Yeah, and yeah. I don't think it's anything that I've ever done. Not in my nature to do something like that.
But I'm wondering if Kevin Costner doesn't have all that in paperwork and all to say, "I can do this and I can do that."
Maybe so.
With your new wife or latest wife.
But at the Ace TJ show, I can't believe he spent that much without asking. Like, how and on what? That's the thing. Like, the $50 on the onion, it's not the money. It's the fact that he bought 100 pounds of onions. What do you do with that now? At the Ace TJ show, we'll get your answers next.
From the Calatrin Studios, this is the Ace and TJ show. Find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So Friday, something brand new coming to Ace TJ Prime Plus. It is called Ace and TJ, the old stuff. We're going to go back in time and play some old stuff that we've never been able to since, what, 2011 or so, that we just got the rights to play again, to share with everybody. So it's part of ACTJ Prime and Prime Plus. Prime is free. Prime Plus is a step up, a monthly subscription charge. But this is how you get invited to ACTJ events. We've got an event Thursday night. at a great place in Mooresville, North Carolina, called 158 on Main. And we're doing and the Extra Funny podcast live there Thursday night, and that's how everybody gets invited. It's free, but you have to be a Prime member, which is, you know, also free. So get signed up at acetj.com/prime. acetj.com/prime. You get Prime rewards where you can win cool stuff and merch and all kinds of great stuff. So acetj.com/prime to get all the details. So Kevin Costner has spent all this money, $50 million that he raised himself by mortgaging his Santa Barbara property, apparently without asking anybody. So it happens all the time in relationships. I can't believe he spent that much without asking. Lisa has maybe the quintessential example. We were living in a single wide trailer, hoping to buy a house. I was the primary breadwinner, and I came home one day to find that without asking, he bought a jet ski.
Yes.
Check it out.
I mean, again, that's some stuff. That's the kind of stuff that my dad would have done in a heartbeat without ever thinking about it. It's a good deal, man. What? Jet ski. Ashley said, I sent my husband to buy diapers, and he came home with a television. Another great example. Let's see. Bought a car that we couldn't afford. You know, was out, came home, had a car.
Yeah.
I was out. I traded the car in. I was like, they had a great deal. I just traded the old car in, got this new one, came on home. Did your dad do this kind of stuff, TJ?
Yes, but he wouldn't just come home and say, look what I did. Yeah. He would do it, and then my mom would find out about it, you know, a few months later. Like, did you know your daddy had bought a da-da-da-da? Right. No, ma'am, I didn't. So he wouldn't come out and be honest with it. He would just go do stuff, and then, you know, well, I told you I was going to buy those 40 cows. No, you didn't.
I would remember that.
Yeah. Angelia said, my ex would get mad at me and go buy expensive bicycles, a mountain bike, a trick bike. He didn't ride bikes.
Oh, God.
So would he buy them with the, I'm going to learn how to ride this bike. I'm going to ride this mountain bike.
A trick bike. It's like, buddy, you're 38.
Yeah. Your dad just doesn't strike me as being the type that would do this kind of.
No, my mom would kill him.
Yeah. Did she handle the money in the house?
I think so.
Like she paid the bills and all that. I figured because he was traveling all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Is there have you and Jay established any rules yet, Alexis, as far as, he doesn't strike me as the kind of person that would spend money just on a whim.
No.
That would spend a lot of money on a whim.
No, not that I've seen, at least. He likes shopping, but nothing crazy.
Rob, do you and Meredith have any type of rules, or have you had any conversation about how money is spent?
Not really, no.
Do you each pay, bills separately? How does that work, or do you just...
I send her money for the bills.
Okay. And then the rest of your money's kept separate from hers?
Yeah.
Okay. So ain't nobody gonna tell you what you should be spending money on?
No.
Kevin Costner in the other room.
That's his squirrel money.
So your Rob's like, how much owe you this month for the bills? Okay, I'm just gonna Venmo that right over to you. The rest is mine.
What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine as well.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
We're getting sequels galore, so a little bit of sports news, lots of stuff to get to in Now Trending.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app, or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.